The classic children's show Captain Kangaroo premiered on TV in 1955. It aired for almost 30 years after its creator and star, Bob Keeshan, died in 2004. His estate donated a few of his beloved bunny and moose hand puppets to the Smithsonian. Now, hundreds of other items from the show are being auctioned off in Los Angeles. NPR's Mandalay Del Barco reports.
If you're like me and grew up in the 1960s and 70s, you have hazy memories of Captain Kangaroo telling stories, drawing pictures, and palling around with hand puppets. He had sidekicks, the bespeckled Mr. Bunny Rabbit, a dancing bear, farmhand Mr. Green Jeans, and Mr. Moose, who told corny jokes and made ping pong balls rain down on the captain's noggin.
You know what that reminded me of, Captain?
No, what did it remind you of?
Niagara Falls!
So I got all nostalgic seeing Captain Kangaroo props and costumes on display in the garden of the Nate D. Sanders Auction House.
I remember this little kitty puppet.
Oh,
so cute. And there's Mr. Moose.
Mm-hmm.
You have Dancing Bear here.
Yeah.
Auction manager Laura Wintema says more than 500 items are being auctioned, most with starting bids of $250. Up for grabs are pairs of Mr. Green Jeans denim overalls and the Dancing Bear's furry man-sized costume held together with Velcro.
The Dancing Bear seems like he's seen better days.
He's a little dingy, but he's not ripped or anything. The quality of this stuff is really, really great.
Also on the auction block are scripts and awards and Captain Kangaroo's iconic red and blue pea coats.
They have the deep pouch pockets like kangaroos. So he would, you know, have little treats in there for all his characters. So, you know, you really don't need all this like computer animation and gimmicks, you know, to really entertain kids. You know, just need some imagination.
Wintema says Bob Keeshan's idea for the show was to make Captain Kangaroo a grandfatherly figure for children.
He was pretty young when it started, so, you know, he had a full head of hair. And they actually made him older looking in the beginning. But then as time went on, obviously he lost his hair, and then they had to make him younger looking. So we have like 5 toupees of that kind of like floppy mop top.
He was just this kind, bubbly, kind of weirdo man.
Stephanie Beard stopped by the auction house to view some of the items she plans to bid on, like the ring of keys to Captain Kangaroo's treasure house. Beard may sound like she's 5, but she's actually 31 years old and lends her voice for cartoons.
I'm kind of a third generation Captain Kangaroo fan. You know, my pop showed my dad growing up and they passed it down to me, and it was kind of a really big deal for us. Like, my grandfather made us a set of those treasure house keys, and we would play Captain Kangaroo growing up. I have a very close fondness to this stuff, and it just brings back floods.
Online, by phone, and in-person bidding for the Captain Kangaroo auction ends Tuesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time. Mandalay Del Barco, NPR News.